Welcome, everybody. Share number 1490. We'll learn today. Lila Nishmas Moisha Daif Ben Rabbi and Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Vas Rabbi Shalom Refuah Shleima Elisheva Bas Yehudis Reizel. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so I just want to talk about interesting. The Sefer Lamates Malachas brings down from the Shmir Shabske Hilchasa some various different cases that are very similar to the ones that we've been talking about, but they are actually allowed to be done. Sort of almost the same cases we've been talking about, but in a way that they're allowed to be done. Okay, so we'll explain how he talks about it on page 100. So first of all, he talks about, in reference to a mitzvah. Let's see how that works. When we talk about Mimsa Chefsecha, so he brings from the Gemara, it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch also, and so on, in Simen Shin Vav, Siv Gimel, so Chafetzecha is Asurim. Your Chafetz, in other words, your things, your ways, your going is Asur, in the ways and times that we spoke about. Chefse Shemayim is Mutarim. When it comes to a mitzvah, let's call it like that, so that would be mutter in certain instances. Okay, so just to read in the English section, and he brings it down from the, of course, the Mishnah Berurah and the Shmir Shabbos. So let's see how he explains it on page number 100. He says, as noted earlier, right, only non-mitzvah preliminary activities are restricted. Okay, so it's only non-chafetzecha, right, is asurim. Those that are for a mitzvah, for mitzvah purposes, would be allowed. So therefore, one may wait in front of a store. For example, interesting case, it brings down, therefore, one may wait in front of a store to be the first one in line to buy a esreg or a lulav for sukkahs, right? You know that there's a special store that has a esreg, a lulav, and these type of things. And there's going to be a line, so you want to go an hour before and wait in line to get your esrig and lulav. You're not buying, the store's closed. I mean, obviously it's a from store, obviously. You just want to be first in line and hop, your place. So that, he brings down, will be allowed. Similarly, one may wait at a bus stop before the end of Shabbos to travel for a mitzvah purpose. I'm going to do a special chesed to help somebody, or possibly to take part in somebody's simcha, whatever the case might be, something along those lines. He brings down, in those instances, it would be okay. Okay, so he explains interesting further, which learning it from the Shulchan Aruch is a little bit complicated because there's certain, we have to draw like certain lines, if you want to call it. So he explains like this, the key words in Navi, when we, hiluchacha is, in other words, mimsei chefzecha, you're walking, you're going, your activities, and also v'daber dover, which we have to, that's a separate issue, what you could talk about on Shabbos and so on, we'll see how that works. So each denotes a quality of explicitness. So he says like this, therefore only the explicit action or verbal expression indicating an act of preparation to do the malacha after Shabbos is usher. Like a person will say, I will call on the telephone, I will drive my car, something like that. Even in a case of a mitzvah, we'll see how that works. If a person specifically says the isser, that's not allowed to be done. If the preparatory purpose of one's action is unrevealed and not self-evident, in other words, it's not nikkur, it's not recognizable. We saw it in the Mishnah Berurah. The person is not talking about it, right? So even if it's not done for a mitzvah purpose, so in those cases, we said that would be fine. But now the question is over here, when we're talking about a mitzvah purpose, right? So the cases we just spoke about, by mitzvah purpose, it's much easier. Then we say, for example, our examples, like we said, a person waiting online will lulav and esrog and these different type of things for a mitzvah purpose. Okay, so now he goes further to say, now I want to just make it clear, we're not talking about any time, any time is us to do something on Shabbos for a mitzvah. Okay, that's not the case. We're dealing specifically mimsei chefzecha. We'll talk in this category. We'll talk about the other things as we get down the line, like v'dabadavra and so on, what a person can say and how to talk about that. Now, so what we just explained, he going on into some of the other cases, which we want to get to this year and the next year, Bezras Hashem, so if you could show these cases that are actually usher, and let's say take a case in time that it's not a mitzvah. So we just said, if it's not verbally, there's no verbal expression, and it's not, you can't tell from the person their action. It's not nikkur, it's not recognizable, which is what he just basically just explained, Right? So he said, therefore, only an explicit action of verbal expression indicating the act of preparation to do the melacha after Shabbos would be awesome. So putting aside the mitzvah part, which is much easier, which we spoke about before, but let's say take a case in time, how would it be allowed even in case of not a mitzvah? Right? The first example, he says like this, again, all on page 100, does it say for Lamites Melachas, one may walk on Shabbos towards a bus stop to catch a bus immediately after Shabbos. I want to catch that bus after Shabbos. Fine. I'm not going on Shabbos, obviously. Oh, so we said you can't do that. What are you talking about? But provided arrangements have been made for the payment before Shabbos, let's say in a case in time, you could get on the bus, finish. The arrangements, the bus was paid. There's no question of doing any really surim. I mean, you're getting on the bus. That is an iser. But over here, the arrangements were already made. And let's say the person is going to now wait in the general vicinity. It's not going to be so nicker. In other words, I'm not waiting by the bus stop to wait by the bus stop that you can't do. But I'll wait, whatever, a block away. It's not recognizable. Nobody will realize that I'm waiting there for the bus stop. I'm not going right by the bus stop. I'm like a block away, whatever the case might be. They don't wait in the general vicinity as long as, and they don't give the appearance of a patron waiting for the bus, right? I look at this person. Oh, good. He's standing at the corner. Well, who says he's waiting for the bus? And he can't wait for the bus, and he must not wait in the bus shelter or at the bus stop itself, because obviously that would be nicker, that would be recognizable. Okay, and the other thing, like he mentions, provided the arrangements already were made for payment and so on before Shabbos. I mean, obviously there's issues with that. How are you going to pay? Okay, whatever the case might be. All I have to do, bottom line, is just to get on the bus over here. And even though my kavana is for that, but we're missing the other part of it, which is nicker. It's not recognizable because I'm not standing. We spoke about that from the Mishabura, right? A person goes near the fields, but not right next to the fields, right? He wants him to check out the fields, but he just walks in a little bit of a distance, Mishabura spoke about, whereby he can't really tell, right? He could see generally, basically, possibly, but nobody can really tell that he's going to the fields because he's not really so close. He's like a block away, whatever the case might be. Why he wants to do that? Okay. You could get a general picture of what's going on in the area, possibly, whatever. But once you go too close, then you're dealing with whereby it's nicker and it's recognizable. Okay, we're going to continue in these cases, but we're starting to see that some of these cases are okay as long as you are missing the condition of being recognizable, like we saw in the Mishabura. We'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, Baruch, Kol Tov.